yeah. You are in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Byron Matthews in for Figgy Fig today because Fig is doing one of them things that seemingly all adults do. And hopefully, if you're fortunate, you do a minimal amount of times in your life, which is moving. Figgy Fig, we're very proud of our guy. Got himself a house, got himself a fly fridge.
Fridge, I got to lay eyes on this fridge, man.
I don't know why this has become such
got
a
got the screen
deal.
On it. You play video games, watch, listen to us.
I like that we're messing around, but eventually we're going to make him have to like do funny stuff with this fridge.
Oh, for sure.
Can you plug in the PlayStation to the fridge? Is that possible? Anyways, no, he's got himself a house, but today is the moving day, man. He's got the boxes and in the truck and he's got the movers and all of that and he's already feeling it. It is not an easy day when you have to move unless you're one of those people that are independently wealthy and you're just like, "Hey, I will pay someone to pack this up." Move it, unpack it, and I don't have to look at it. Let me tell you, radio ain't that lucrative. And so, shout out to our guy Fig, but they got us thinking, what are some of the other of those like tough...
The worst days of day of being an adult.
Yeah, those days where you're just like, oh, these are the days that I wish I was not an adult. Why can't somebody else be an adult for me? And moving, obviously, is the first one. For me...
Is it top three?
Yeah.
It's got to be, right?
Because I think there's the physical aspects of it. There's the executive function aspects of it of like, man, I got to remember to do this, remember to do that, and like all that kind of planning. But I think there's also the emotional aspects of it, especially if you're moving, if it's like a big change.
Yeah.
Right? Not just like our apartment to house, which I think is a change as well. Mm-hmm. But if you're moving cities and those types of things, I think there's a lot of other things that then come with that as well. So yeah moving ends up being
and
rough.
And then you're just dragging your ass all day long. Like, oh, I got to do this. You're just dragging your way through the day.
You got to go change your address on all the damn stuff. You got to remember all the things that you need to change your address on.
Yeah. That's
annoying.
So what's your worst day of being an adult, people?
I don't know if this is the absolute worst, but it's one of the things that, funny enough for me, it doesn't hit me a lot, but I know it hits a lot of other people. And so I will speak for others in this instance than for myself, which is jury duty.
Yes. Jury duty is one where you're like, ugh, I guess I'm an adult.
you gotta take off work. You gotta go.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. I saw a friend of mine on Instagram recently was like trying to think of the ways to make sure I don't get picked. And I was never in that boat, and thankfully I have not been picked. I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't want my sequester. I don't want to be sequestered and all that type of stuff. But yeah, like all of that thought and just being in that sterile room where you're just sitting waiting. Not having anything that you could do.
It's the worst. Let me give you guys a couple that popped to mind. And then one came across the text board where I went, top three, maybe number one. But mine that came to mind were moving day, of course, tax day. Remember that first time you have to do your own income taxes? You remember that? Now, sometimes it's easy because you just do the 10, whatever, 40, the easy one. But once you start getting into adulthood and you have to start deducting things and using tax, TurboTax and all
this
other stuff.
Why does our tax code look like this? Maybe some of y'all CPAs or whatever can let me know. Because like the whole idea that we're like...
You get all the receipts and it's the worst.
Government's like, hey, man, you owe us money. You're like, okay, how much? I'll pay you. And they're like, nope, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see if you got it right. And if you don't, we're coming for you.
Yeah. And then the other one, when you get a little older, it's not so much the procedure. That didn't get me. It's the idea of it's time to have this procedure. Colonoscopy day.
Ah.
Colonoscopy day is more mental than anything.
Yeah, where you're like okay.
I'm old. I got to get a colonoscopy.
Like you have bona fide milestone that proves that you're old. Yeah. You are medically old.
Yes.
The doctor's like, hey, man.
That's a good way to put it. Medicine says you're old.
Yeah, we need to come in and check on you, man. We're not sure that you're holding up all right. Let's check the dipstick and see if everything's
exactly.
cool, man. Like, yeah, that's tough. That is tough. Some other things that have come through, just being solely financially independent and no longer getting help from like parents or grandparents. Yeah, and that happens at different ages for various folks.
Yeah.
Whenever that hits, and not a lot of places that you could turn to and ask for. You have to be fully responsible for all these things. Yeah, that gets to being tough. Someone said the jury duty is indeed top three. All right, glum days of adult. I mentioned jury duty. I think this is the one that you agreed with. And multiple people said this. 281 said first and last kid going off to college. And 832 said dropping off your firstborn at college. That was very hard to do. I remember how crazy college was.
One of the hardest days of my life.
Really?
Like, it is. You think you're going to handle it. You prepare for it mentally. You go and you have a happy face and you're packing them up in their dorm or their apartment or whatever. And you're, hey, and you give them a hug. I cried like bawling crying, like ugly crying, as they say, for all three of my kids.
Wow.
But I didn't do it. Fortunately, I didn't do it until the drive home. You okay. Know, yeah.
So you they could have you, yeah. They didn't have to
I was
deal
like,
with
hey,
that as well.
All good. And then I get in the car.
713 got to one of the ones that I absolutely thought of. You know that day where you got to buy all the tires?
Yeah. That was me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
but I was happy to do it. I was happy to do it. I was like,
were
Dad.
You?
No, because I needed new tires.
No, of course. Yeah. It's not the tires themselves.
It's like, damn, it's, Dad's not going to buy my tires.
It's the when you got, especially when you got to get not just one, not just a pair, but you know when you got to get the set?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Like, all right, cool. I'm not eating tonight. Yeah. Like, it changes the way that you view your... Yeah. Like, I don't care how much you, well, I care how much you make, yeah. But like, I feel like no matter what, you're like, damn, they cost that much?
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot of money. You know, you reminded me of one though, Byron, your first fender bender.
That is a stressful situation.
When you don't call mom and dad.
Everybody like, knows the first fender bender,
you,
right?
You know, you remember your first fender bender and you're like, I got to do all this. I got to get the insurance. Show them the insurance. I got to call the cops. We got to figure this out. I got to get the repairs, all that stuff. Like, your first fender bender is traumatic.
My first fender bender was actually, I was backing out, and I was a rookie driver, and I actually scraped my dad's door on his Benz. And so, he was watering the grass, and I could see his head turn, where he's like, he's trying to make sure everything's fine, but I know mentally he's like, oh, what did he just do? But it wasn't a bad scratch, but he still brings that up to this
scratch.
Day.
It was a bad scratch. Any scratch is a bad scratch.
There's so many car things coming in. That check engine light comes on. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's never a good day.
Oh, losing your wallet.
Oh, boy. Especially if you are...
I got to get a license. Got to call a credit card company.
And if you're not careful, you might keep some more important things than you should in your wallet. And now you're like, ooh, how do I even get another copy of that? Right. Yeah. Like, now we're having to do research on where to go to get some of these things. Mm-hmm. Some more... of the worst days of adulthood as we continue to salute our guy Figgy Fig as he moves into his house. This is first house, right?
First house.
First house, man. That's huge. I just lost it as I was about to set it up. They said having to attend a wedding because you got to go and you got to RSVP.
That's a good one.
You got to get sometimes you got to get new wardrobe. You got to buy a gift. You got to make sure you get the right gift with the right amount of money.
Yep.
It's not too much, but it's not too little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety. And then, God forbid, it's a destination trip.
Oh, Lord. Well, then don't go. but that's just me. What about like when you're a professional for the first time in your life? And I remember this vividly. And you know, you're all excited and you're doing your job and you're working and all that. And then they have that, hey, the boss is having a little get-together. And it's probably good advice for you to go. And you're like, I don't want to go. But you got to. That must go to event. You're like,
The one I thought employment-wise was not that. I thought the first time you get fired.
Well, I'll let you know.
Oh, good for you. right. Like, I think the first time you get fired, you're like, oh, man. And like, because I think we're all in a place where like, clearly you do not want to get fired. And I think the first time you get fired, you're like, okay, it happens. Life moves on.
Yeah.
But like after that. But the first time you're like, oh, man.
Yeah. I'm a miserable human being.
What's going to happen?
I'm awful at life.
Now, now we are going to turn to the first 15 minutes of the movie Up and hit you in the feels. Mm-hmm. Someone texted in and said, the day I had to take the car keys from my dad.
That's
that
the
is
worst.
That is not only your mortality, is your parents' mortality. That is you begin to see like what does the future hold and am I going to have to be here alone? And then some people just said making funeral arrangements as well. Whether it's, you know, making them just in general or making them particularly for like your parents and that type of stuff where you're doing mourning, but you also have to be the responsible person in that moment. I salute the people that have had to do that. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, that's an awful lot. I remember with my dad very vividly. I feel like there's a lot of levels to this one from the 281, that levels that we probably don't want to get into. The first day you get transferred to a new prison.
Did they say prison or position?
Prison.
Oh.
The first day you get transferred to a new prison.
Well, I mean, I'm certain that's... Well, look, that's... I imagine, like very other, like businesses, right? Mm-hmm. Like companies. And I understand that I am really taking a shot on making this metaphor work. Go with me. Like companies. Everyone has its own different culture.
Yes,
everyone
exactly.
has its own different rules. Everyone has its different feel. Like, you done figured out your first cell block, right? Now here you go.
Like, it's another one. Me to so-and-so?
Different people. Different. Now you gotta go with the flow.
Yeah.
And find a way to make it work. So, I imagine that is also tough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had not considered the other side because I guess I've never been a manager in that way. First time you have to lay people off. Yeah, that's...
I never wanted to have to do that. Unfortunately, I don't think I ever will. That would be awful.
I, This should not be in the worst adult situations, worst days of being an adult. 281, going to your friend's kid's birthday party. Some of them just aren't fun.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Jammy on the YouTube said, I never realized how much I was going to hate adulting. Or I realized how much I was going to hate adulting the first time I had to buy my own toilet paper. Is it just like the small detail things that now you have to keep up? That's, like the various balls in the air that you have to keep up while also doing the big things?
But see, I think sometimes that can be refreshing. Like, I remember, I mean, mine was way back in college. You know, I got an apartment and, hey, I got to go to the grocery store. You mean I can buy whatever I want? You know, as opposed to, you know, your mom or someone else, you know?
Like. Yeah, but it's not it can buy whatever I want. It's like, damn, I have to buy this
all
the time.
Yeah, there is that.
Or like, this has to be bought if I want to be able to, you know, wipe my keister. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I respect that a lot. Yeah, what are some of the other worst days of being an adult? Because I feel like it's definitely
moving is up there.
I don't know if it's a one seed, but it's up there, man. Like, it's top five for sure. And our guy Figgy is going through that right today on this Football Friday. First time hosting for the holidays. Good answer.
Oh, that is a good one. The pressure is unreal.
And then also, these people don't care about your house.
No, but the pressure you have, because like, especially if, you know, your significant other is probably going to be, you know, stressing. You're going to be stressing, trying to make sure everything's right. Yeah, no, that's buying my own Costco membership. That's underrated. Like, you used to just mooch off of mom and dad on their Costco. Yeah, now you got to get your own.
Just again, being responsible for all your stuff, paying bills and rent, all that. Yeah, man. And they don't never give you a discount. Man, I've been on time with this rent for so many years in a row. I can't get one off. No. Okay. But shout out to Fig moving into his first house today, as a big day of adulthood. But I know he is going through it. So shout out to our guy. All right. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to the Football Friday of it all and get into around the NFL, where I know Lopez is going to be happy as one guy clears concussion protocol, but can that give us a little bit of insight into the Texans? We'll talk about that and more next.